Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, in this lesson, we're going to be leaving verbs for the time being. It's lesson 48, and we're going to consider adjectives and words that you use to describe things. I hope that you find this lesson useful.
Now, let's think a little about that word prêt or prête. I would normally say to Anna, Est-ce que tu es prête? That's P-R-E with a circumflex T-E, prête. And I say prête to Anna because she's female. So prête is the feminine form of the adjective. The masculine form of the adjective is prêt. It's spelled P-R-E circumflex T. Now, the T at the end is silent, like most T's at the end of most French words. Prêt. But in the feminine form, the T sounds, because there's an E at the end, P-R-E circumflex T-E. Prêt, prête. And this pattern is like many French adjectives. Again, grammar is all about patterns, and when we begin to see patterns in things, it makes everything a lot easier to understand. We'll come back to prêt and prête a bit later, because we're going to use another concept or another area of language to help us understand adjectives. This area is colours. We've covered colours on a number of occasions, but really only as items of vocabulary, when we've learned, for example, that noir means black and blanc means white. We're going to add four other colours to this list. They are bleu, blue, vert, green, rouge, red, and jaune, yellow. Now, in English, when we say the word green, for example, regardless of what we're talking about, green stays the same. So, for example, we could say a green car, a green house, a green book, or even green leaves. In each case, green stays the same. However, in French, there's a slightly different form of the word depending on what you're talking about. Let's take the example of a book. Un livre. So a book is un livre, it's masculine. So if we wanted to say a green book, then we would say un livre vert. Now notice that you say in French, un book green, un livre vert. In most situations, the adjective in French comes after the noun, un livre vert. We'll be talking more about this in next week's podcast, about where the adjective goes. Don't worry about it just now. So, un livre vert. Vert, here, is spelt V-E-R-T. However, if we wanted to talk about a green car, the word for car is voiture. And it's feminine. So we would say, une voiture verte. Une voiture verte. And this time it's spelt V-E-R-T-E. So the E at the end makes the T sound. The T is no longer silent. Listen to how these both sound. The masculine, vert. The feminine, verte. Un livre vert. Une voiture verte. Now, let's apply the same rule to some of the other colours. Let's look at black. So if we have a black book, it would be un livre noir, the basic form of the adjective, N-O-I-R, noir. Un livre noir. However, in the feminine, the spelling changes. We would say une voiture noire. It sounds exactly the same, but there's an extra E on the end, N-O-I-R-E. Une voiture noire. Un livre noir. Une voiture noire. Now, the difference between noir and vert is that with vert, the E being added onto the end changes the sound of the T. With noir, the E being added onto the end doesn't make any difference to the pronunciation of the masculine form, noir, noir. They sound exactly the same. However, when writing, we need to make sure that we put on that extra E. Une voiture noire, N-O-I-R-E. But un livre noir, N-O-I-R. Exactly the same happens with bleu. That's spelled B-L-E-U. Don't get that mixed up, because if you spell it in English, then it won't look right. Bleu, B-L-E-U. So, un livre bleu, a blue book, B-L-E-U, une voiture bleue. Exactly the same pronunciation, but it's got an extra E on the end, B-L-E-U-E. Un livre bleu, une voiture bleue. So far we've had vert, verte, noir, noir, bleu, bleu. Let's take rouge now. Rouge meaning red. Now, rouge is spelt R-O-U-G-E. The E at the end helps the J sound of rouge stay soft. Rouge. The fact that there's an E on the end already means that we don't need to add another one for the feminine form. So we have un livre rouge and une voiture rouge. It's spelt exactly the same way in both situations. Un livre rouge, R-O-U-G-E, une voiture rouge, R-O-U-G-E. And if I tell you that the word for yellow, jaune, is spelt J-A-U-N-E, then you've probably guessed already that the feminine form, jaune, is also spelt J-A-U-N-E. So, un livre jaune, une voiture jaune. J-A-U-N-E in both cases. Now, so far we've come across one adjective which ends in a consonant. That's vert, V-E-R-T. And when adjectives end in a consonant, sometimes certain strange things happen. Most of the time, this is to ensure that the pronunciation of a particular word fits. And that's exactly the case with the word for white. Blanc is spelt B-L-A-N-C. Blanc. And if we were to add an E there, it would become blancs. And that just doesn't sound right. So, to make it sound a bit better, an H-E is added. Blanc becomes blanche. That's B-L-A-N-C-H-E. Blanc, blanche. So, un livre blanc. Une voiture blanche. And this idea of consonants changing their sound or adding extra letters is quite common, and we'll see that in a number of situations in the rest of this lesson. Let's just go through those six colours again in their masculine and feminine forms. So far, we've had two adjectives which don't change. Jaune, jaune, and rouge, rouge. Un livre jaune, une voiture jaune. Un livre rouge, une voiture rouge. Then we've had some examples where an E is added. Sometimes it changes the sound, other times it doesn't. So two examples where it doesn't change the sound, noir, noir, and bleu, bleu. Un livre noir, une voiture noire. Un livre bleu, une voiture bleue. And then the example where it does change the sound, vert, verte. Un livre vert, une voiture verte. Finally, we had the example where an extra letter was added. Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, blanche, B-L-A-N-C-H-E. So, un livre blanc, une voiture blanche. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so far we've looked at six colours and some different scenarios where masculine and feminine adjectives are formed slightly differently. But that's just the singular. We also need to think about the plural. Let's take it back to the most basic ones. That's rouge and jaune. In both the singular masculine and feminine, they end in E, so J-A-U-N-E for jaune. If you're talking about two yellow books, then you would talk about deux livres jaunes. Guess what? It sounds the same. However, this time it has an S on the end. Deux livres jaunes. J-A-U-N-E-S. So that's masculine plural. And feminine plural, you've guessed it, it's jaune as well. J-A-U-N-E-S, so deux voitures jaunes. J-A-U-N-E-S. And the same happens with rouge. So un livre rouge, deux livres rouges. R-O-U-G-E-S this time. Deux livres rouges. Une voiture rouge, in the feminine, R-O-U-G-E. Deux voitures rouges, R-O-U-G-E-S. Again, the same thing happens. That's where adjectives end in E, in the singular form, or the masculine singular form. You simply add an S in the plural. Let's take now noir. Noir, to form the feminine, adds an E to the end. It still sounds the same. Take the masculine singular, un livre noir. Let's make that plural. All you do is add an S to the end of the singular form. So, un livre noir, deux livres noirs. Sounds the same, but it's spelt this time N-O-I-R-S. Noir. So, un livre noir, deux livres noirs, and the feminine, une voiture noire, N-O-I-R-E. Any guesses as to what happens with the feminine in the plural? It becomes N-O-I-R-E-S. So, deux voitures noires. It still sounds the same. So we've got four different forms of that one word, and all of them sound the same. Noir, masculine singular. Noir, feminine singular, an E on the end. Noir, masculine plural, N-O-I-R-S. And noir, feminine plural, N-O-I-R-E-S. And you might well be wondering why on earth you need to change the spelling of the word when it doesn't make any difference to the pronunciation. Well, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. French spelling, with all its silent letters and so on, can be quite tricky. I suppose, however, it's no more tricky than some of the strange words we have in English. You need only think of examples such as to know, K-N-O-W, or to kneel, K-N-E-E-L. And then you really begin to think, well, we could change the spelling of that in English too. So noir, in its four forms, is a very regular pattern. The same thing happens with bleu. Un livre bleu, B-L-E-U. Une voiture bleue, B-L-E-U-E. Deux livres bleus, B-L-E-U-S, masculine plural. Deux voitures bleues, B-L-E-U-E-S, feminine plural. And you can also guess what happens with vert. Un livre vert, V-E-R-T. Une voiture verte, feminine singular, V-E-R-T-E. Deux livres verts, masculine plural. Add an S to the masculine singular, so you get V-E-R-T-S. And then with the feminine plural form, the same thing happens. You add an S to the end of the feminine singular form. So you get deux voitures vertes, V-E-R-T-E-S. Vert, verte, vert with an S, verte with an S. Okay, hopefully this isn't too confusing. We'll do one more, and that's blanc, white. So we've got blanc, masculine, blanche, feminine, those are both singular. For the masculine plural, you add an S to the masculine singular. Blanc, B-L-A-N-C-S. The C and the S are both silent there. Blanc. So, deux livres blancs. Two white books. B-L-A-N-C-S. And then the feminine plural, blanche. You add an S again to the feminine singular form. Deux voitures blanches. B-L-A-N-C-H-E-S. Now we're going to try and apply these rules to another type of adjective, the type of adjective which, again, we've learned already, and that is nationalities. Let's take the word Américain. So the spelling of that is A-M-E-R-I-C-A-I-N. Américain. It means American, of course. So following the rules that we've already learned, this is the masculine singular form ending in N. So to form the feminine singular form, what will we do? We add an E. Now in this situation, the E on the end of Américain takes away the nasal sound of Américain and it becomes Américaine. Américaine. So, une voiture Américaine. And let's add to this pattern. So, masculine plural, you add an S to the end of the masculine singular. So, Américain becomes Américain. Of course, it sounds the same. But there's an S on the end. The ending goes A-I-N-S. And the feminine plural, again, add an S to the feminine singular. So, Américaine, A-I-N-E, Add an S to that and it becomes américaine, sounding the same, but it is ending in E-S, A-I-N-E-S. Many adjectives associated with nationality end in S. So, for example, français, anglais, écossais, and so on. You can probably guess already what happens in the feminine singular, the masculine plural, and the feminine plural versions. Let's take the feminine singular first of all. Français, A-I-S, masculine singular, becomes française, because it's got an extra E on the end, and that makes the E into S. Français, française. And in the plural, if we take the masculine singular ending, which is français, A-I-S, it's already got an S there, so we can't add another S. So it stays the same. So, un livre français, a French book, deux livres français, two French books, ending exactly the same, A-I-S. However, in the feminine plural, we need to add an S to the end of the feminine singular, the feminine singular being française. So the feminine plural version, une voiture française, becomes deux voitures françaises. It sounds the same, but there is an ES on the end of that. F-R-A-N-C cedilla A-I-S-E-S. Française. Français, française, français, française. And the same happens with anglais, écossais, japonais, and so on. Now, I'm very aware that this has been a huge amount of content. However, I hope that you've recognised the patterns. And it's not too difficult to follow the patterns because they are actually quite regular. And once you've got a note of some of the patterns, then they do begin to make sense. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.